Demonstrators flooded the streets in downtown Louisville, chanting the name of Breonna Taylor, a black EMT who was shot and killed by police in her home this past March. When they came to a line of Louisville Metro police officers, stretched across 6th Street in SWAT gear, a firework was set off by a protester. Police responded with tear gas. Within a few hours, the factions had split. Some continued to merely protest with their voices. Others turned to violence and vandalism, shattering windows, setting fires, crashing cars, and looting stores. Mayor Greg Fisher took to the airwaves to denounce the chaos.
There is no excuse for the destruction of property we have seen this evening. This is not protest, it is violence. Many came tonight to express the pain, anger, and frustration brought about by the tragic death of Breonna Taylor. Many were here to exercise their First Amendment right to peacefully protest, and I respect that right. Unfortunately, another faction of people used the occasion of a protest as an excuse to cause destruction.
Just after midnight, Fisher tweeted a message from Taylor's family, hoping to calm the city.
Louisville, thank you so much for saying Breonna's name tonight. We are not going to stop until we get justice, but we should stop tonight before people get hurt. Please go home, be safe, and be ready to keep fighting. We appreciate you more than you know it. Please say her name. We will get justice for Breonna. Thank you.
I'm Karen Czar reporting from downtown Louisville.